Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
The New Century Version says, "My child, pay attention to my words. Listen closely to what I say. Don't ever forget my words. Keep them always in mind. They are the key to life for those who find them. They bring health to the whole body. Don't use your mouth to tell lies. Don't ever say things that are not true." And how many know that if it contradicts what God said, it's not true? It may be real, but it's not true. Keep your eyes focused on what is right and look straight ahead to what is good. The Amplified verse 22 says, "For His words, they are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. Keep and guard your heart with all vigilance, and above all that you guard, for out of it flow the springs of life." We should be, and most of us should be more than we are, we should be very protective about what gets in our heart, because it's going to produce fear or faith. It's going to produce life or death. Brother Hagin, who's mentioned earlier, my father in the faith who's in heaven now, he was diagnosed with an incurable blood disease, deformed heart, and he was born prematurely and a lot of problems back in the day. And they said nobody in his condition had ever lived past 16 years of age. And when he got to be 15 and 16, he went just the way there. He became bedfast and couldn't function and was at death's door. And he said nobody told him, but he just knew his answer was in the Bible. Here he is, 16-year-old boy, told he can't live, never really had a life, gonna die so young. But he said something in him told him his answer was in here. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that all this healing power is in his words, and that so few are actually doing anything to release it? How many people have suffered and perished with a Bible laying on the nightstand? It's there. He said something told him. So he began to look. He began to look, and he just stayed with it day after day. Does that sound like the instructions? Don't let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart. It's not because it's so hard to understand or get. It's because we're in this dark, dull, cursed place. And this, you got to push through this dullness. You got to push through this, all the distractions of the enemy. And people would come by, and his family got a little concerned about him and said, don't you want to read these novels or these comics or these other things? He's bedfast. He's there all day. What's he going to do? And he said, "No, I don't have time." Don't have time. Finally, they got somebody to come by and speak to him and say, this individual said, "Do you ever read any comic books?" He said, "No, sir, I don't have time." "You ever read magazines?" He said, "No, sir, I don't have time." He said, "You ever read any, like Western novels or this kind?" He said, "No, sir, I don't have time." They thought he was extreme and getting off. He didn't die at age 16. Amen. Or 26. Or 46. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So many times I've visited people who've been told they're at death's door and there's no cure, and they just sit there and watch TV. In the hospital room. And I understand that, but it's ignorance. Because they don't have time. They don't even have time to watch the news. But see, people don't understand. They think, well, I prayed and, you know, it's just up to God. No, it ain't just up to God. It's not. No. He told us what to do. Did he or not? Verse 20. Come on, back to verse 20. What did he say? My son. My child. Do what? Pay attention to what I'm telling you. Incline your ears to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes. Say it out loud. Let them not depart from your eyes. This is how you get healed. You've got to keep it in front of you. Keep it in front of you. Because if you're doing it in faith, it's having an effect on you you don't even realize. This is not just about mental. It's not about just understanding. God's words are life, and they are light, and they are healing. And if you'll receive them in faith, it's doing something in you. It's putting faith in you. It's putting confidence in you. It's putting strength in you. That can materialize into actual changes in your blood, in your organs, in your cells. This is not a fantasy. This is how the worlds were created. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's reality. But you get to focusing on the wrong thing. Something else will grow in you. 1 Corinthians 3, I guess it is, he talks about we are God's garden. God created us as receptacles. We're actually made out of the same basic substance that grows seed. And that's because God intends that His seeds grow in us and produce a harvest. I don't think I've ever said it exactly like that. It's the truth, though. I said it's the truth. His words, 1 Peter calls them the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. He said that's how we were born again, is by the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. Well, all of His words are incorruptible seeds. But if you're not putting the Word into yourself, you're growing another crop. You remember, we won't take time to do it. That's why I said this thing's growing on me. Jesus taught them a parable of how the kingdom of God is like a man that sowed good seed in the field, and an enemy came along and sowed tares. Remember that? And then when the good seed came up, tares came up too. And the Bible said in Matthew 13 and other places, talking about the parable of the sower, that one type of ground didn't produce any fruit because there were other things. Cares of this life. Is that right? Amen. And lust of other things grew up and choked the Word. See, we can grow bad seed just like we can grow God's seed. And the enemy is always trying to sow seed into you. He's always trying to sow a seed of fear, a seed of doubt, a seed of despair, a seed of hopelessness, confusion. And if we let it in, it'll start growing in us. And if we let it be fed and continue to come in, it'll just grow and grow until that fear dominates your life, until that depression dominates your life. How many know a lot of folks need some serious weeding? Is that right? We need some serious weeding. One of the simple things to do is if you cut off the supply to a plant, it will die. Quit feeding it. Cut it off. Quit watering it. Stop feeding it. Cut off any supply to it. It'll wither up. It'll die. We must not receive the bad seeds. And we must receive God's seeds. Hallelujah. And once we've received them, we got to water them. I said, we got to water them, keep feeding them. How do you do that? My son, look at it again, verse 20. My son, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings. Do what? Do what? Verse 21. Let them not depart from your eyes. It's a battle. You got to fight the good fight of faith. When fear is coming on you, when feelings, when circumstances are contradicting the word and will of God, it's a fight. If you just lay and listen and look at what's going on around you, you will let these bad seed in you. And they will germinate. They will grow. You got to fight it. You got to put in front of your eyes, no, I'm not going under. I'm a giver. And because I am, it's given to me, good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. My God supplies all my needs according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You got to, but how many know it's not enough to just say that on Sunday morning when the preacher's waving his hands? What do you got to do? Don't let it depart from your eyes. Keep it in the midst of your heart. Why? And if you'll do that, they are life to those that find them. And health or medicine to all their flesh. Oh, somebody say, praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Life to those that find it. I want to read the Living Bible again. I know I read it, but I want to read it again. Verse 20. Listen, son of mine, to what I say. Listen carefully. Keep these thoughts ever in your mind. Let them penetrate deep in your heart. This is how things get in your heart. By what you're looking at, listening to, thinking about, talking about. That's how it gets in your heart. Then when it gets in your heart, it's going to start dominating your life. Whether it's fear or it's faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.